Welcome in to another edition of Three and Out from the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV. And as we do every week, we are taking a look back at a standout performance from last week's game. We're also looking at the big headline coming into this week. And we are also looking ahead to Sunday, the matchup against the Chiefs. So let's get right to it.
Cousins, all day to throw, going end zone, and he is intercepted by Will Parks.
Time for first down. Our leadoff hitter, Andrew Mason, joining me now. And Mace, we're looking back at the Redskins game, a great performance that we saw last week, Will Parks getting that interception in the end zone. What has he shown you the last couple of weeks as far as his performance and then just the young secondary in general getting some opportunities here?
Well, just the chance to be able to do more. I mean, Parks has been a situational player up until the last few games, so now he's had to do a little bit more every down work. So he's had to step forward and kind of broaden his skill set. It's been a good few weeks of work for him stepping up for Justin Simmons. Of course, you've seen Jamal Carter and Diamante Thomas step up and have to do more as a result of the chain reaction that has followed Justin Simmons' injury. But they've both showed some flashes of brilliance as well. But also, you're seeing around the roster, DeMarcus Walker, he's having to play more because of the injury to Shane Ray at outside linebacker, and again, the domino effect there. So I expect we'll see more of players like them and maybe some others. You know, D'Angelo Henderson got 5 snaps on Sunday against Washington. Maybe see a bit more from him on Sunday against Kansas City too.
You mentioned those young guys, but how important in general is it going to be for these guys to get good film? You mentioned Thomas, you mentioned Carter. How important is it for the Broncos to get those guys some playing time here in this last week?
It's very important because you're starting the evaluation on the process on those guys right now. And when you get to the offseason and you're trying to decide, okay, what are the positions of need that we're going to try to address via free agency and the draft? You also want to know what you have on hand so you know which areas you don't necessarily have to address from outside, that you can look to internal options, look to your own youth, to players that you're developing as far as regenerating and improving those positions. So what you see from players like those on Sunday, I think it's going to be pretty critical in terms of finding out what kind of hand you're dealing with as you go to the offseason, because you can't simply write a check in free agency to fill every hole on the roster, because you simply don't have enough salary cap room to do that. That's not realistic. You don't have enough draft picks to do that. Some of the solutions are going to have to come from within.
The plan is to play Paxton. You know, that was kind of the plan last week, if he was healthy enough to play. So this week, that's the plan, to play Paxton.
Time now for second down. Ben Swanson joining me. And Ben, obviously the big headline, Paxton Lynch getting the start. We heard from head coach Vance Joseph on Tuesday. What do you think that Paxton needs to do to have a successful start on Sunday?
Well, frankly, I think it all boils down to confidence. It's all about making sure he's comfortable with that ankle, which he injured in week 12 against the Raiders. So he needs to be confident that he can make these plants, he can make these cuts, he can do anything that he needs to do to kind of, whether it's running or passing, because they are going to let him do a little bit more on the ground game if he feels the need to kind of go upfield. So really he needs to be comfortable in what he's doing and what his body is doing, and then just the confidence to make those throws that he needs to make. That'll make all the difference for him, really.
How much does a successful start Sunday set him up for 2018? Because we heard from a lot of the guys in the locker room following the Redskins game, you know, this last game is going to dictate a lot how the Broncos go into the offseason needing some positive momentum.
Well, yeah, this is huge for him. I mean, the fact of the matter is there is not a lot of tape on Paxton Lynch playing in a regular season game. And so he really needs this to show, you know, front offices, to show coaches what he can do on the field. Frankly, you can only learn so much from the practice tape and from his limited preseason tape. And, you know, now he's in a second year, and I know it's a new offense for him and they've changed offensive coordinators, but he needs to be able to go out there and, regardless of all that noise around him, to go out there and show what he can do with his physical attributes.
The Chiefs in the playoffs, they've won the division. They play next week in Denver. They're 9-6, and they are headed for the playoffs.
Time now for third down. Phil Milani, our closer, coming in. You got the arm ready? You ready? Okay. Let's talk about this Chiefs matchup coming up week 17. We finally made it to the end of the season. We could see a pair of young quarterbacks. We know we're going to see Paxton Lynch. For the Chiefs, we might see Patrick Mahomes. What do you see from this matchup? Chiefs have already locked up back-to-back AFC West crowns.
Yeah, back-to-back crowns, like you mentioned. They're locked into that fourth spot. There's no way that they can jump over the Jags. So they're locked into that fourth spot. Really nothing for them to play for. And if history holds with Andy Reid, most likely we're going to see Patrick Mahomes. Their first-round pick, the quarterback there. Alex Smith probably, if anything, might start the game and then rest. So the Broncos defense should be facing a young quarterback this week.
How motivated do you think the Broncos are to show the rest of the division? You know, the Chiefs might have taken care of business against every other AFC West team, but here's a chance for the Broncos to go 1-1.
Yeah, well, the Chiefs are maybe playing some of their best football of the entire season right now. At one point in the middle of the season, they lost 6 out of 7. Their only win coming against the Broncos on Monday night. And in that game, the Broncos had 5 turnovers and only ended up losing by 10 points. So, I mean, I guess if you're the Broncos, you're thinking, hey, we turned it over 5 times. We only lost by 10 points. Maybe we can get something going here, but the Chiefs look awfully good right now.
That'll do it for us on 3 and Out. Special thanks to Aaron Gunning and Austin Brink behind the camera, as well as Phil Milani, Andrew Mason, and Ben Swanson. I'm Matt Boyer. Thank you so much for joining us on 3 and Out.